Blog Talk Radio. One of you, yes, it is another day to inspire, empower, reinvent every aspect of our lives. And today we will be doing so with two of the world's top designers. I have Bridget Ortiz that is going to be in the house later on, and Jonathan Borick. They are two returning guests to the show, and I made a decision to have them on because it is coming up to Christmas, or for those who celebrate Hanukkah and all the other holidays that is coming up. And this is the time of year when we want to look our best. That does not mean that we always want to pay a lot to do that. And I tell you, these two, if you have looked through the event on Facebook, you see a few fabulous pieces. I tell you, I went on Facebook on Bridget Ortiz's page, and I downloaded some there. And you can just look at it to just feast your eyes on some of the possibilities that you can be strutting your stuff in this Christmas season. And, of course, later on, I'm going to have Jonathan Borick on. And you have heard him on the show before, how he started back from he was a kid. He started his fashion explosion from he was a child in a Jewish consignment shop. And you can just look back over the archives and listen to Jonathan's story. But before I know I have one of my honored guests on holding on the line, and I'll bring her on momentarily. But I want to remind you the chat room is open. The phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, because we want you to be part of this engaging conversation today. And I am going to be reading from my latest book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And I want to read the entry for the 3rd of December. And this comes from Tara. I am grateful I have the opportunity to practice yoga. This title is Portable Peace. I enjoy learning this form of meditation from my masterful teacher, as well as being in the company of others who share the same interests. Yoga is the perfect coming together and harmonizing of body, mind, and spirit. It allows me to synchronize my energies so I feel balanced, peaceful, and strong. It helps me build my muscles while it strengthens my inner resolution and my ability to concentrate. Each practice takes me into an incomparable state of encouragement. It's where I am enough, where I am perfect, where I am, where my imperfection, where I am connected and with and love of all of me. It is where everything can just be. It's my forever friend, my teacher, my healer, my solace, my peace, and my special place where and when I can be and feel at one with the universe. What I like most about yoga is that it is portable. Where I am, my yoga is also. Inside or outside, at home or away, my yoga is only as far away as my desire to engage with it. I am yoga, and it is me. Namaste. Thank you, Tara, for sharing that. And I know that yoga is something that I too enjoy and looking to engage more of the yoga practice in my everyday life. As a matter of fact, it was a few months ago I met a local yoga teacher here, Joyce, and I'm looking forward to having her on the show and to get us growing in 2013. So, again, remember, be part of the conversation. The number is 646-915-8166. And before I bring my honored guest on live, I want to invite you to celebrate with me on December the 11th. I'm doing a virtual birthday party. Yes, that's going to be my birthday. I'm also looking to launch 3 of my books that you can pre-order autographed copies on my birthday for a special saving. So stick with me and celebrate with me on December the 11th from 10 until noon. So without any further delay, I want to bring my honored guest on, Miss Bridget Ortiz. Bridget, how are you, my sister?
I'm good, Daphne. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, I was here thinking, what are we going to do for today's show? And I figured around the holidays, everybody wants to look their best. Everybody is having somebody over for dinner. They are going to dinner. They are going out to different stuff. And a lot of times, people's wallets does not necessarily allow us to be at our most flamboyant, classy image. And I am so glad when I'm obedient, because I was here brainstorming with myself. And the Spirit says, born again vantage, born again vantage, born again vantage, you know? I said, oh my heavens. And then I look on Facebook and there you were. So I immediately send you the message and I call Jonathan and I said, if there's anybody that can let us look like $1 million, it's these two people. So I honor you and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with
thank
us.
Thank you, and I'm happy your spirit guided you to Born Again Vintage.
Yes, yes, yes. And This is, you've been on the show before, so we are not going to have to tell your story again. People can go back and listen to the archive. You just look for Bridget Ortiz and you can listen, because all the archives are there. But we want to continue today from everything since the last time we spoke. Congratulations on the fabulous store.
Oh, thank you. That's right. Yes, I'm very excited about that.
And the book, the release of the book.
Well, the book was out then. It's just kind of getting a resurgence, but it was out actually then.
All right. So let's talk about Born Again Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that term mean? And why do we all have a need to be dancing around and be excited about what that means?
Well, Born Again Vintage is it's my brand, and what it is exactly, it's a 100% sustainable brand. And so people usually ask, what does that mean? And when I say it's 100% sustainable, it means that every piece of my clothing or any piece that you buy from me is recycled, and it hasn't it didn't take any type of chemicals or products or waste or any zero footprint to make the product. And that's because I get the clothing from a thrift shop or a Goodwill shop, or it's given, donated to me, or it's from a vintage shop, and I cut it up and I put it back together to make a completely new piece. So it was already created. I'm keeping it from the landfill. And basically what I'm doing is just recycling clothing and just making it today, making it trendy, making it fashion forward, so we can, you know, kind of keep that 21 billion pounds of clothes that end up in a landfill yearly from, you know, ending up in a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying. And how it helps everybody is because it's probably the least amount or the least area where we're not recycling.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, everyone, we do the organic foods, we do the recycled bottles and the plastics, we use the special lamps, we, you know, don't keep the water on, but there's not too many people doing anything to keep the billions of pounds of clothes that end up in a landfill. Mm-hmm. And that's just as hurtful as everything else.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I think that, you know, people are not aware of it, you know, and not only that, but, you know, there's a lot of taboo with the thrift shop, or, I mean, now it's kind of trendy, so that helps ease people's fear and taboo with shopping there.
Mm-hmm.
But what Born Again Vintage does kind of allows you to kind of baby step into that world, because you don't know necessarily that it came from the thrift shop. You know it's recycled,
right,
and you know it's not brand new, but it looks so fabulous that you really don't care.
Yeah, I tell you, I tell you, Bridget, I went on your Facebook page after we spoke yesterday, and I don't know whether you noticed the pieces, some of the pieces, because I took so many shots down from there. It's fabulous. And you know, I know we were supposed to get together this year, but I tell you, I have to make every effort so you start dressing me next year, because I got to step out looking fabulously.
That's right.
Different. And I, you know, I know, how can people engage your service? I know at one time you did house calls. I don't know with the store now if you still do that.
I don't do that. Definitely don't do it as much. But what I did just introduce, which is, you know, kind of perfect timing that, you know, I'm doing this call. And actually, it doesn't even go up on my website till today, which is how brand new it is. But what I'm offering now is Born Again Shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I am, you know, doing the thrift shopping for people. Because a lot of people don't, you know, number one, they either don't have the patience to sit and go through, because it's a lot to go through and it's overwhelming, especially if it's not something you enjoy, something you've never done before. And because I've been doing it so long, and because, you know, I do have an eye, I would like to say, for things that are, you know, are fabulous and great and, you know, and I can pull very easily. So just say somebody does have that party, like you mentioned earlier, that meeting or that interview or, you know, whatever it is, you know, and they only have, let's say, $50 and they can't go to the mall and buy a, you know, $200 dress. I could find you, you know, a dress for a very reasonable amount. If I need to reconstruct it, that's fine, but that's not in the whole thing. I could just get the fabulous dress, and then what I do is I just charge a percent of whatever you spend. So, you know, if your budget is 60, then I'll get 30% of that, and I'll make sure you get your dress with all within the $60.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's I was so excited because I must admit, Bridget, when my stylist, Willie, mentioned about me, what you do, I, of course, I know about dressmakers like we call you guys in Jamaica. We don't say designers. We say dressmakers and things like that. And I know about alteration, but I've never learned about the recreation and all of that. And I was so happy and I was so excited. I said, oh, my God, that means all the stuff that I love in my closet, I don't have to give them away. Not that I don't like giving, but I can recreate them and they become now and trendy.
That's
so
right.
Much so until over the summer, I went to, I was passing a tag sale, Bridget, and I stopped there. And I saw a fabulous, when I say fabulous, checkered silk dress. I forget from when, way back. And I look at it, and it was so slender like spaghetti. I said to the lady, I'm taking it. She says, it's not your size. I say, I have somebody who's going to make it my size somehow or the other. So you don't worry about that. So, of course, I have it. And I tell you, oh, my God, I can't wait to see what I'm going to be able to do with that. But it is just so fabulous. It is
that
just
sounds
so
exciting.
Fabulous. Yes. Oh, my God, I tell you. And I didn't pay much for it. Mallory Cox, I welcome you to the show. Feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166. And, you know, Bridget, I know that you're happy with the Holy Spirit because you have this new aspect of your business to launch. And here the Spirit tell me to have you on that you can talk about it on here. So I am
Absolutely.
Just so honored. And I get tickled pink when I am obedient and see how things work out. Because a lot of times we don't know why the Spirit tell us to do something. And we don't really need to know. We just need to obey.
Right.
All right. So now let the people know what you can do for them this Christmas season. What you have for them. Tell them everything, Bridget.
Oh, well, there's a lot. Well, at the store, we have a holiday campaign going on called the 12 Days of Christmas. We're already midpoint now. I guess we got about 6 or 7 days left. But this weekend we have ugly sweater contest. And because, you know, for all the years you get those hideous sweaters from auntie and grandma and from the cousin. And so because there's so many ugly sweaters circulating out there, we figured we have a contest and we have everyone come in. We've taken a picture of the ugly sweaters. And whoever wins the ugliest sweater, I will reconstruct the sweater for free. And so that's what we're doing this weekend. That's our holiday campaign. Next weekend we have
Bridget. I have to just come in here. I have a pink sweater, turtleneck, and I have a local cable TV show. And one winter I dress, and I feel I was the bomb with my turtleneck pink sweater. I have a listener, and he called me after he viewed the show. He said, sweetheart, I said, what's up, Charlie? He said, please, 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 don't you ever wear that pink sweater again. He said, all I saw was something pink in the chair with a big old head. Please don't wear it again. But I have to go look for, I'm going to look for that sweater. So when I meet with you,
Oh.
That was too funny. I'm sorry to cut you. I just had to talk about that.
No, yeah. That's a great story. I hope you have images in it. So if you do give it to me, we can do a before and after so you can send it to him.
Oh, he's right next door to me, Gurney. I'll put the new creation on and just walk over his house. Yes.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, okay, next week we have our you know, Born Again Vintage holiday party at the store on Friday. And then Saturday we're having Designer for the Day kid workshop. So this is for all the kids that want to come in to make something for their parents, for their teachers, for grandma, grandpa. And so, you know, I supply the supplies. It is a cost for the kids. For two kids, it's $25. And basically you come in and you make something for your parents.
On the note of speaking about kids, a couple of weeks ago I had my holiday show on the TV. And there was one young lady there that I just was bold enough in telling her, I'm going to introduce you to her and I know you will mentor her. That girl maybe is about eight or so. I don't think she's 10 yet. And when I ask her what she wants to do, she's looking all her clothes now that she outgrows. She wants to resell them. And she says when she is bigger, she wants to start redesigning. I said, I have the perfect person. I said, there's a lady in New Jersey called Miss Bridget Ortiz. I said, I'm going to hook you up with her so you can talk with her. So I'm waiting on her to get in touch with me because I didn't take her number. So I'll connect you both. So
it'd be my pleasure. So that's next weekend, and then it ends with a 4-day stretch, the 19th to the 22nd, and it's called R&R before the holidays, and R&R is reuse and recycle. So I'm allowing people to come in and they bring in a shirt or a pair of pants or whatever that they don't wear anymore and use that basically as a coupon for something in the store.
Nice.
So so that's the plan for the holidays or for the store. And the store is, you know, 516 Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey. And then outside of that, I just started two fashion programs.
Mm-hmm.
For one in Brooklyn, PS21. I'm doing the sustainable fashion program for fourth graders.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, I can't tell you, I can't even begin to tell you how wonderful it is and how
much it brings tears to my eyes. Wow.
Yeah, I'm touched every time I go there. These kids are amazing. And, you know, and they just make everything, you know, worth, you know, all the hard work
what
that
you
it
do.
Took for
yes.
me to get here. Yeah, it makes it all worth it.
Wow.
And then this week I just signed up for a program in Patterson High School for another fashion program, and that I'm signed on for 5 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You
great
know, and I encourage the listeners to go back and listen to the old archive there with Bridget so you can connect these stories together. You know, I encourage you to do that. So, I am excited already. I am praying that next year, maybe we can come to the store with the TV studio when you have some, I mean, the TV cameras, when you have some stuff going on so people can see some
Absolutely.
Of what you're doing, you know?
That would be so much fun. Yeah, I would love that. I would love it.
And, Bridget, you not only dress women, you dress men as well, right?
Yeah, I just stepped into the men's world. I started in September, so it's brand new for me, and I got to admit that it was definitely a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come to
men,
me as easy.
I love the men, but they're a challenge anyhow.
Exactly.
I hope this light up the switchboard, but it didn't. So we love you guys, but
It's you know, it was an uphill thing for me just to try to, you know, get into that whole, you know, energy of what guy wants and what's going to, you know, because they're very conservative. They're very simple, and they don't want everything crazy. And my women's stuff, you know, is very print, very colorful, you know, so it was hard to try to conform my excitement over colors to do something, you know, toned down. So it was really hard.
Were you experiencing any feedback where men are reluctant to let you do for them what you think is needed, based on the fact that I know this is not my thought and thing, but I know a lot of people, when they see men who are fashionable and trendy, they tend to put them into the box of being gays.
Right.
Have you encountered that?
Well, I haven't encountered that, but I know that I felt that just because my stuff is so, you know, over the top and colorful, I felt that I would only attract that market.
Okay.
So I had to try to come to some type of middle ground where it wasn't, like I said, so colorful. And so, I mean, and so I'm not saying that that's, you know, all they wear, but it just...
No, yes, to, I understand.
Know, but the last couple of clients that I had, you know, they were, actually it was a band. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, dressing several men at once.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So I went from being challenged to, you know, being challenged to the fifth degree, you know, basically. But they were pleased, and it was extremely stressful for me, and it was anxiety-ridden, but I got through it, and everybody liked it. So it kind of made me feel like, you know, it's doable.
Yeah.
Wonderful, because I know, you know, I was, when I went to Willie's salon, Willie's spa opening, I tell you, that was when I began appreciating fashion. Because, you know, I've never been, I dress all right. I've never been fashionable or trendy. But I'm sitting there and I watch everybody walk through that door. You know, regardless of their gender. Oh, my God, was everybody fashionable? And I came back. I had one of my camera people there with me, and he came back saying, "Oh my God, look at I felt out of place because look at me and look at everybody that walked through the door." I mean, the people in New York have a sense of style, and I can say New Jersey too, because there you are in New Jersey. Everybody have a sense of style. What does it take for urban people to, you know, kick it up a notch, Bridget?
Well, I mean, I think that if it doesn't come natural, because, you know, some people just don't have it naturally. It's not, you know, not something that I mean, and that's just the truth. And I don't, you know, and I think that for someone that wants to be more stylish and they're having a hard time with it, I always say to go to the store and grab every magazine on the rack. And it'll show you, I mean, from the pictures, it'll definitely show you, you know, what's in, what's fashion forward, what's trendy. And you can baby step it. I mean, whether it's just adding a, you know, a gingham scarf, you know, to your, you know, your drab outfit, or a metallic belt. I mean, you could step into it slowly, so it's not like, oh my God, all of a sudden you walk into the office and people are like, you know, what in the world?
What happened here?
you know, like you're some, you know, fashion police mistake walking around. Mm-hmm. But so I would say that first, as far as, you know, then of course, if you have the money, then I would always, you know, say to, you know, talk to a fashion consultant, because with that, they can kind of, that's their whole purpose, is to head to toe you. I like to call it head to toe you.
Yes.
And just say, you know, you could do so much better if you, you know, you wore your hair up and you wore pinks and you should wear pencil skirts, and tell you what type of shapes, you know. And they tell you, you know, what suits you or what brings out, you know, a more glamorous you. And some people don't know that.
That's true.
Or don't care to know.
I don't know that, and I like to look my best, but I've never consulted with a fashion consultant.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've never done that. Bridget, I'm not sure. We are at 29 minutes, and I'm not sure how much time you have available to stay on. But you can at least stay on until Jonathan calls in. So mm-hmm. I want to ask you, for people who are thinking of coming. Oh, before I ask that question, I noticed lots of jewelry when I was looking on that video clip. Are the jewelry recycled too?
I do have a recycled jewelry in my shop. Mm-hmm. I like to have at least half the people in my shop are sustainable.
Okay.
I'm pushing for that. That's my whole, you know, the whole thing. So I do have a jewelry designer. It's Banjo and Bone, and she makes incredible stuff. And hers is recycled from either vintage jewelry that's been broken. And then she uses, like, you know, completely odd things, like, you know, rope. You know, and she makes things out of, I mean, so she used the gamut of resources to recycle her jewelry, and it's very, you know, very fashion forward. You won't see it anywhere else, and I absolutely love it.
So that means then that my jewelry that I have here that's broken, if I take it, she can use it and make something new for me?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I have Mr. Jonathan calling in. So what I'm going to do, it's okay with you, after I'm going to ask you to summarize, Bridget, our conversation. Let the listeners know what you're offering them for the holiday. But for someone, for the husbands and significant others that are listening and they want to come in to do their holiday shopping with you, instead of going to the other stores, what kind of budget should they look on to come in and outfit their darlings?
Well, I mean, I definitely have the gamut. So, you know, if you're looking to do all your holiday shopping there, you know, we have vintage retro T-shirts that are as low as $25. We have the recycled jewelry that runs from about $20 to $80. And so, you know, and then my clothing, which, you know, starts at, I would say, about a 50 to a 200 range. So, I mean, it's not overpriced. It's all reasonable. You can get something for everybody and still be equal friendly, which is the point, and not, you know, break the bank account.
Okay. So, again, tell people where you are, Bridget, how to find you if they're going to shop online, where they need to look on all of that stuff. And, again, you know, congratulations. You are welcome to stay on with Jonathan. I know you guys know each other. So if you want to stay on to share the conversation, that's fine. But tell people where you are, how to get in touch with you and everything like that, please.
Okay. Well, the store is located at 516 Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey, right above the CVS. I also have a website, which is b-artiste.com, where you can find everything. And like I said, later today, my Born Again Shopping service will be added to the website. And email is bornagainvintage@AOL, and the O in Born is a zero. So someone wants to send me a custom order, a question, that's fine as well. And please give Jonathan my love. That's my brother.
He's hearing you, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to reply. But before you go, do you have any special offer for the listeners from the show?
Yes, I do, actually. Anybody that comes to the shop or places an order and they mention the Dynamic Daphne, I am giving them 20% off my personal shopping service or an item in the store. So make
All
sure.
Right. So thank you. Thank you, Miss Bridget. And Mr. Jonathan, welcome. You can answer your sister. She was saying howdy to you.
Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Sunshine.
How are you?
I love you.
I love you more.
Enjoy your interview. He's as fabulous as I am. All right, guys, enjoy.
Okay, thank you, Bridget. Well, Mr. Jonathan, thank you so very much for coming on and coming on. You are a returning guest, and as I was saying at the top of the hour, I'm not going to have you go over your story because it is so eloquently laid out in the other interview when you were here. So I want people to go back and listen to that. But I want to talk about now. I know you did some redesigning of your store and all that good stuff. I am still to get into the store. Every time I head there, I'm missing it. So I need to park the car and then walk to find the store because when I drive, I'm just not finding it. So what do you have for men and women this Christmas / holiday season? So just kick it up a notch.
Well, just like what Bridget was saying, you know, we run the gamut of the, you know, of jewelry with earrings from $20 to fur coats to $600 to $800.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have the men's, we have women. And so even, you know, the sizes range from, like, with women from size 4 to size 12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
So for
size
the customer.
Size 4?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Actually, Dr. Daphne, when I first started, I thought my customers all was going to be long-legged supermodels, you know. And then I moved to Harlem. And the women came in and started laughing, like, baby, who's going to wear that?
hello, they said.
I know.
Oh, my heavens.
So it was,
you know,
it was very important for me to listen to my customers.
Of course.
So
diversify. Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, I know you have been doing the male gender longer. Bridget, just share. I don't know if you were listening. That she has just so cautiously stepped into that arena as well, and she faced with some challenges. But I'm sorry?
With the male shoppers, you said?
Yeah, because she has not been doing that for a long time. But I know that you have been dressing male gender for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please speak about some of the challenges and some of the advantages and reward you have in dressing the male gender?
Well, actually, it hasn't been any challenges because I started the business of me out of my closet.
That's right.
So, like, if people would see, like, with my friends, and they'll say, well, when you get tired of that, wearing that jacket, or I love that sweater, or if I love, you know, the shirt, literally, off my back, and they'll say, I'll buy it. So,
wow.
You know, I was my walk-in billboard and advertising even before I knew that I was going to get into this seriously instead of making it a hobby to start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, being even selling, you know, mainly it's really geared towards women. And then eventually I started bringing a lot of more male pieces because when the guys come in, especially if a couple is there and shopping and she's with her husband, it just makes sense to have male stuff.
That's
so it's
right.
Become an experience for the both of them.
For both of them. Oh, I
yes.
love that. That is so true. Because, you know, men go to those other stores and they see. Now the stores are doing a little better. I noticed they have a little lounging area where the men can sit. But you look on the men, they are not looking happy. I don't know if it's because of the amount of money they know is going to go on the charge cards or it's because they are just tired waiting. But what a value added when they can both be going in the dressing room and coming out and say, honey, look at this, honey, look at that. It's an enjoyment for both.
So, yes, absolutely.
So with that, with you been offering that, should be able to attract more customers to you.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Let us talk. I asked Bridget a question, and I'm going to ask you the same question because I know how society is. The men who label themselves straight, is it a challenge for them to come to the store to shop without their spouses? Or the straight men that you get are the ones that come with their spouses?
The straight men that I get, I'm thinking in particular of a couple that come from Canada. They stumble across the shop because they also sell vintage clothing.
Wow.
And when they come to New York, they usually go into the theater or like a special event.
Yeah.
And he's fashion forward as she is.
Wow.
And when he's in their mind, he's coming specifically to dress her. Or
wow.
It's vice versa, or they're dressing each other. And
wow.
I see on his face of when she comes out of the dressing room, like, that's my woman. She
Woo.
Looks really sexy. So the men are getting as much of a thrill as the woman herself, because, like, that's his on piece.
That's right.
So,
I love it.
Yeah, so
I
we're making that
it.
Experience with the men as with the women as well, because, you know, that's my lady. So they, you know, they're poking out their chest. They look, the woman looks good, and
wow.
both of them are happy.
Mm. You know, Jonathan, why do you think there is such a stigma in our society where the quote-unquote straight men that I just mentioned, and I'm saying that because the reason I'm saying that, after, you remember that fashion show I was at,
mm-hmm.
I came back and, oh my God, I had a whole different sense of fashion when I
mm-hmm.
came back from New York. When I was at Willie's opening, oh my God, the people who walk in there were like mannequins. And
yes.
I came back to Connecticut mesmerized. And I was sharing this experience with people. And it was so ignorant to hear what people said to me. Oh, because they are all gays. I said, no, they weren't.
Mm.
No, they weren't. So I learned a new lesson there, that people think if you're trendy and you're fashionable, you have to be gay.
Yes.
And why do you think this society carries that label out so that people are scared to become
yes.
trendy for
yes.
the fact that they'll be labeled? Why is it so, Jonathan?
You know what? It's so deep. Whereas, because it starts off in the home.
Mm.
It starts off with the values of what you see.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, but I come from a family where the men were the dressers.
Mm.
My dad wore hats, as he still does, had big cigars, nice suits, and drove
wow.
big cars. Mm. All the men in my family were very dressed and very dapper. So coming from that, my mother was very conservative. She liked to dress, but my father was very forward.
Mm-hmm.
So coming from that, you know, it wasn't anything out of the norm for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends on environment. It depends on the family values of what you think. If your dad is just like that man's man, so to speak, of where, you know, he really didn't focus on his dressing. It was just, you know, construction worker or an athlete or just the boys, little boys emulate that. They didn't see that, you know, it was a big deal with fashion. Mom and the sisters went out and they dressed and they shopped. That was a girly thing. It was, you know, the 50s that was out with their mama shopping. You know, that thing. But now I think I see a turn of events with that.
Yes.
I think a lot of it had turned because of the hip-hop.
Right.
Because now
right.
that Jay-Z and the Kanye West are wearing avant-garde and designer clothing, even way back as when it was with the rapper Biggie, when they did the Versace, and they started talking about the different labels, the high-end labels with the Gucci. You know, so then it kind of was like, well, if they're wearing it, maybe it's more acceptable and I won't be teased or called a sissy or, you know, or the F word.
It's interesting.
So, yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but yeah, it totally is interesting because there was one client that came in. If you had seen this young boy, you would have thought that he was he looked very fashionable. Very dandy and dapper. You know, the bow ties, the sweater vest, the Argyle socks. When he came into the shop, he got so much attention. I can tell that he was very nervous. We have leopard bags that we give out. That's our regular bags. It's leopard bags. It's zebra tissue paper. It's very colorful in there. He did purchase something, but he didn't want to take the shopping bag because he felt uncomfortable.
Incredible. Wow. Isn't that something?
It was.
You know, it was when I was down in Jamaica, my son and I was having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He was sharing an experience he had in a cab riding, and he said that there were two guys who rode in the cab that people labeled them as gays.
Mm-hmm.
However, they rode in the car, so there was the two of them, and then this guy in the front and my son. Now, after the two men came out the car, the other man in the car said to the taxi driver, "Hey, bossy, you're not supposed to carry them BM. That's what they call homosexuals in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
In your car. You know, you're not supposed to carry them in your car." So the man said, "Man, you're a real chicken. Why did you wait until they come out to say something? When they came in, why didn't you ask me to pull over so you could come out?"
Right.
And I said, "It's the best answer I could hear." And he said to me, "Mommy, the strangest thing is that all of them wearing crop pants, and they're wearing the straight leg pants and all of those designs that you just spoke about, because they see the hip hop people wearing them, but
mm-hmm.
they don't know that most of the designers who designed them are people who carry the same label that they hate. So our society is so messed up, and this is the reason why we got to be so sure of who we are and stick to that. Don't listen to everything else is happening around, because there's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
That is happening, and you can lose out on being your best self because of the stigma that that society holds you to, or you know,
place on you.
If you're just joining me, my guest on is Mr. Jonathan Borick, and he is an international designer. It is his return to the show. It is not it's not his first time here. It is his time, and now we are on talking about, you know, why we can dress like the stars and we don't necessarily have to pay less. So let's talk about the Christmas coming up, Jonathan, and the holiday season. What's in this year?
What's in?
Yeah.
Well, that's a question that...
Everything is in, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
depends
everything
on your
is
style.
In.
Yes, so let me rephrase. You know, what area should... Let's start with the women. What colors should we be looking at to enhance who we are?
You know what I love for the holiday? Because especially when you go like with the Christmas and New Year's, I like sequins. I like something sparkly and shiny, even if it's in a nice little jacket over a black dress. You can do that, the shiny with accessories. Even if, you know, she wants to just do a basic black dress, but then have on a shiny accessory or just the pop of a nice clutch bag. You know, be it gold or silver or just the metallic. She can do that in her shoe, you know, and just a nice big costume ring.
Ooh.
You know, a little dangling earring, especially if she has a short haircut or just a tam. You know, the beret,
that's
like a sequins beret.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that can be it if everything else is just solid.
Oh.
She can wear white, like winter white is something bold and just something, you know, because it's really not, when you just say about with the fashion, and I had a woman in the store yesterday, and she was going to an event, and she wanted to compete with her friends. She says, "I know they're going to be coming through, and I just have to, you know." But that's, in that mindset, that's scary to me, especially if you can't afford that. You can wear something simple. You don't let the clothes wear you. You wear the clothes.
Mm.
It's all an attitude.
Mm.
It's all an attitude of how you wear the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a lot of people during the holidays really get caught up in spending this amount of money, that amount of money, and getting credit card debt just to try to keep up with the Joneses. We don't have to do that.
Yes, yes. And Jonathan, it bothers me deeply because you and I know that we are authentic, unique being.
Yes.
And this is all we need to hold on to. It bothers me when children try to do that, but when an adult is going to be going to an event to compete with other people, her friends,
yes,
it bothers me.
Yes.
It tells me that there's something other than your attire that needs attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
And it is sad, but a wide cross section of our community suffers with that phobia, if I may.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of stepping in there and just be bold in who you are.
Yes.
Because once you know who you are and whose you are, it doesn't matter whether they wear a $1 million dress.
That's
you
right.
You know, I was looking on, I saw a clip the other day where there is a luggage set. It's in red. And this lady was in a store and she said to her daughter, I want to get this for your father, but it's $300. And the daughter looked at her and said, but you can go to Burlington and get the same thing, same piece for X amount.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what you put on your back. You wear it the best way that you can, because you can put the $5,000 dress on and you still have a $2.50 attitude. So it don't make no sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
I agree. I agree.
So let's talk about for the men, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
What are you encouraging them to do this holiday season?
As the gentleman is going out, I like a bow tie. I like bow ties during the holidays.
I love bow ties.
Yes, it looks very dapper and just very
yeah.
kind of fresh, depending on, you know, the gentleman, if he's comfortable in that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can always take advantage of a vintage blazer. You know how you have the tuxedo blazers?
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. That's a nice, crisp shirt or just like a tuxedo shirt, and can kind of dress it down with some black denim pants and maybe some loafers with some nice argyle socks.
Wow.
You know, so don't be afraid to go into the thrift shop. They always, more than likely, always have vintage blazers, you know, the tuxedo blazers as well.
I tell you, there is a gentleman up here, and he's my friend. I don't have to get permission to go, I'm going to call his name. There's a gentleman here. He used to be the commissioner of the higher education here,
mm-hmm.
George Coleman. Let me tell you something. Every time I see that man, he's in a bow tie.
Yes.
And let me tell you, man, he's like he is stepping out of JQ.
Yes.
He is always sharp.
Yes.
Always, yes. Always sharp. And I think that was when I started falling in love. I know there was something nice about bow ties, but not until I noticed George wearing them so
yes.
well
yes.
that I say, oh, my God, every man ought to have a bow tie. So
yes.
when I get my man, I'm going to be taking him down there to stock him up on some bow ties. You know something, a couple months ago, I went to a gathering here in the other town over from me. A friend of mine's son was graduating from the military
mm-hmm.
boot camp, and she had a dinner and had us over. And one of their family member, who now resides in New York, came to the dinner in a nice blazer, straight legged pants and t-shirt.
Mm.
He was looking good.
Yes.
And after he left, one of his cousins says, what's up with XXX? Why is he dressing so metro?
Mm-hmm.
And then his mother said to him, do you forget that he now goes to school in New York? And I did not say anything in the conversation, but I listened and said, gosh, even your own family members tend to want to criticize you, because he said, oh, and then he put his fingers up, quote unquote, oh, so now he lives in New York, he's all metro, you know, mm-hmm. with that kind of a way. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm so happy he didn't say that to that young man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because it's like the shopper you spoke about, he just know what he would encounter walking out
yes.
of the store with that bag, you know, going down there, because society is cruel. We
yes.
are so cruel, 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 cruel.
I just think it comes from a form of ignorance, though.
Of course.
And people, you know,
yes.
I feel that people would generally do better if they knew better.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's
right. do. I don't think, you know, people intentionally, because they just don't know, or because out of their own fears and insecurity mm-hmm. that they, you know, put it on other people. But it's nothing for the person, you know, if it's metrosexual, they called out their names or whatever. It's, if you think that that's who you are, then that would bother you. If
exactly.
If you look at it as a sense of ignorance and they don't know any better, it doesn't. It just rolls off your back. It doesn't really affect you.
The sad thing, Jonathan, not everyone has the strength to let it roll off. And this is
yes.
why it's so important. As to your associations, if you find out that you're kind of shaky in your self-esteem and self-image and all of that, find someone who is a bit stronger than you so you all both can associate together.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of like an accountability partner
mm-hmm.
wherein you support each other.
Yes.
Because you can't live for society. You got to live for yourself in every aspect of your life.
Yes.
You know, it comes a time when we all have to reinvent who we are.
Yes.
It's in our careers, in our businesses, in our relationships, and also in our association.
Yes.
It can be done, but if you keep isolating yourself, then all of a sudden you think, poor little me, I am in this alone. But there's a lot of people out there who will support you in evolving into the person that you were born to be.
Yes.
I know that you have been doing what you have been doing for a long time. I don't think you have ever done any other work. Have you?
I have. I used to, well, actually, I still do. I'm a videographer and I shoot, you know, with fashion shows and celebrities. Well, my brother has a production company. So always been involved in fashion. Always. My whole entire life.
And it's only the videography, you only shoot fashion or you do other things?
I started off only doing celebrities
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, at events and fashion shows. But now it's only exclusive doing fashion because I don't have the time to do anything else with that.
Well, congratulations
yes.
on that. And this
thank
leads
you.
Me to the question, why do you continue to do what you do? If you would name the values that it adds to your life, what makes you go home and say, wow, Jonathan, today was a wonderful day?
When I started, as with any small business or entrepreneurial minds, that I thought that it was just about selling.
Mm.
You know, you sell the clothes, it's about the numbers at the end of the day.
Mm.
Then as I grew in mind and in business,
mm-hmm.
I realized that just how we had these other conversations about self-esteem and ignorance and all of that, that's what it's really about, though.
Mm.
It's not about, like, the clothes are just the vehicle to something much deeper.
Deeper. That's right. That's right.
You know, so there was a while that I didn't think what I did was big enough or it mattered. It
mm-hmm.
wasn't as if that I was curing cancer, that fashion wasn't that deep and it was very shallow. Then as I continued with business and met people, I understood that I'm bringing a big service to the community. And then the feeling at the end of the day is just like when that woman who just came in and told me, I lost 40 pounds. And this is the first time that I've actually been in a dress like this.
Wow.
You know, of the woman who doesn't know her size and comes in and feels like, oh, my God, I thought I was a size 12. And she's really like a size 6. I get those customers as well. And you tell them that they're beautiful, that, you know, and they see it. It's not that I'm just telling them. They see
That's
it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Because there's a deep psychology.
Yes.
In choosing your clothes. There's a
Absolutely.
Deep psychology. You
and
know?
There's a big trust
yes.
factor in that
yes.
as well.
Yes.
So I become
yes.
a confidant to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They trust me.
Mm-hmm.
They go out to work, events, or just out on the street
mm-hmm.
for my recommendation of saying, that looks outstanding on you, and they have to trust me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's the trust. I become their confidant.
That's
I'm their
right.
brother, their uncle, their cousin.
Everybody.
You know, yes.
Because
so
they know they
said,
can appreciate and trust that which you tell them. You're not going to go behind their back and say something else that is not, you're not going to say in front of them. So they have total confidence in
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it brings me back to, you know, before I began locking, Willie was my hair stylist.
Yes.
And people always say to me, why do you have to go to Harlem to do your hair?
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I work with a stylist who understands me. And
yes.
when I walk out there, I am looking and feeling my best.
Yes.
And then they asked how much it costs. I said, it does not matter.
Yes.
That is not the important factor here.
Yes.
Because there are people who will go to pay $25 or $15, and they come out and somebody say, huh? You just come from where?
Yes.
But to them, the price is more important than their image. And this is why all of us need to take the time to look in the mirror and said, we need a touch-up.
Yes.
And it's like I said to Bridget when she was on, I said, I got to let you guys start dressing me because I need to step out in 2013 looking a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
A lot different. It's a time when I need to reinvent and recreate me
yes.
and the image that I want to. And I know that I am so excited because when I learned that I don't have to throw away all the stuff that I have because there are stuff in my closet that I really like and I don't want to really get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to know now that I can recreate them and to becoming something trendy, you
mm-hmm.
know. I have issues, Jonathan, with wearing short skirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this gorgeous black dress, and I wore it to church one Sunday. I was visiting somebody's church, and I kept pulling it down in the back and in the side, and the lady behind me tapped me on the shoulder. She said, leave the dress alone. You look fine. I thought it was so funny. And
mm-hmm.
on the note of losing weight, Jonathan, I'm down to 165 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
So, now, what else would you like to tell the listeners? And I know you probably have an offer for them to come in to shop. Tell them about where your shop is, what you have in the store, you know, who they
okay.
can shop for at the store.
Well, the shop name is JB, which is my initials, Jonathan Bodrick Bourne. And Bourne is an acronym. It stands for borrowed, old, refurbished, and new. So I mix the new in with the vintage. So, and we're located in Harlem at 52 West 125th Street. That's between Lenox and Fifth Avenue. So I'm offering right now 30 to 50% off of merchandise if you mentioned that you listened to the program and Dr. Daphne. It's important, you know, especially during these times and, you know, of people really can't afford, you know, they're trying to get back on their feet. A lot of people are not working. That's become like now in the morphine, like with the earrings that are $20. I really didn't do that much accessories like that. But then I have my partner that's in the shop, and he, you know, he started like doing, you know, reasonable price jewelry. Like, you know, we have, like, the costume jewelry, the nice pearls for, like, $20. And and we've been selling them so much. You know, sometimes you'll come in, it depends on the customer, what they're buying, and we just throw in a pair of pearls or throw in a necklace, because that's very important. I can afford to have a reoccurring customer if I can throw in a pair of earrings. Because it's saying to them that I appreciate your business.
And that's important, yes.
It's very important. I do that. When they come there, it feels as if that the store reflects me, first of all, because it's an eclectic mix of a lot of things. It's the new, it's the old.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are intimidated when they come into the store and say, I've been passing this store for years, but I would never thought that I'd be able to afford it. It's that elegance that is there, but it, once you come in, it's that down-to-earth vibe, and you can't afford it.
Wow.
You know, and
I
make it affordable with the community of where I'm at, and that's very important. I don't understand of people coming in communities and having so-called, they say, the high-end, and they're selling, you know, $300 sneakers and, you know, $1,500 leather jackets. Like, that doesn't reflect the community that you're in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in businesses have done that. Are they still around? Absolutely not.
Not. That's right.
They're not.
That's right.
I shop where I like to go to places where I don't feel guilty when I leave.
That's right now. And you were welcomed while you're here. You know, and I tell you, it's deep psychology. And people, we have to make more educated choices and decisions in all aspects of our lives.
Yeah.
All aspects of our lives. Because we don't need to be walking around looking mediocre and like we don't have anything.
Right.
No. We can look $1 million without spending a quarter of that. But we got to search out for the knowledge and the information and the know-how. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yes.
Because we don't know it all.
Yes.
You know, like and, I would... Go ahead.
And don't be I have one of my qualms that I have with single women or married women that come into the shop, like, all day. Don't get so comfortable. Men are very visual. We are very visual. Don't get so comfortable. Wear a nice dress.
That is deep.
If it's a sweatsuit that you're wearing, if you're just around or you're lounging, like Victoria's Secret with those that pink, you know, the sweatpants that the girls wear, or with the Juicy Couture, it's form-fitted, it's very sexy. It doesn't have to be the slouchy and you have the little things on. Men are very, very visual.
No, I know why I'm single, Jonathan.
Yeah,
I should have been talking to you more.
Yeah, but it's very visual. So, especially the single women.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're comfortable and you have your good careers, and I see the girls coming in all day.
Mm-hmm.
They're in grad school, they're executives, or they're whatever, and usually they're coming in on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Hair's in a ponytail, or like the natural kind of knotty hair.
Mm-hmm.
But still, however you're rocking it and what you're doing, still do it with some kind of like pizzazz of where you're out, because you never know who you're going to meet.
That is so
you
true.
You never know if it's going to be a business connection.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a future husband, a future boyfriend,
Mm-hmm.
Just don't think that, oh, I'm just going around to the store, I'm hanging out in the neighborhood.
Oh, no, because, you know, IR people said to me, oh, you always dress up. I say, yes, because I don't know when I'm going to meet my million-dollar client.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
I don't have time to go back home to get ready. And as I say, I just need to kick it up a couple of notches now when it comes to the fashion and trends, because there are a lot of fashions and trend out there for the professional. And
absolutely,
that leads me into that question. You know me, you know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a professional trendy look for me?
For casual or for going out?
Both, one of each.
For casual, so for women, I like a nice handbag. I think women should invest in a nice handbag. And I'm not just saying that you need to go out to, you know, you have to go to Gucci or go to Prada or Fendi. You could go to Lowman's.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to Filene's Basement.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of the outlets in New Jersey. They have the outlets, you know, in the malls.
Mm-hmm.
Check online. A nice handbag,
mm-hmm,
be it Coach, be it, you know,
mm-hmm,
just something sturdy, something kind of classy, an everyday bag. Or with, especially when you go out, a clutch, a nice clutch is always good. If you're a larger size woman, you should carry a big bag.
Ah.
Small bags on with big women, it gets lost and it doesn't look like it balances them out and it's substantial.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that. All
yes.
right now. Mm.
Big bags for larger size
larger
women.
Larger women, yes.
Because it gets lost with a little dainty, like if it's a clutch, it has to be a big clutch.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going out and it's just a shopper, or if you're, you know, going to a meeting, it has, you know, be it a briefcase. I had a professor client of mine, dressed very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She carried a laptop and she had a thing, and I told her, no, you have to get rid of that bag. And I had this rapport with my clients to tell them that.
You got to.
Yes.
That's right.
Looked,
that's why they keep coming
reflect,
back.
It did not reflect who she was.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jonathan, I have a lot of papers. I carry my lobster. Okay, I understand that. But they do have nicer bags. They do.
I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
So. When you see a so-called really well-dressed woman and she has a cheap bag, That's a telltale sign.
Ooh,
I don't think
Lord.
that's chic. You're not chic, and it's not elegant. It's not. Another thing is when you go out, if a woman's going out to an event, she can have an outstanding dress on, dynamite shoes, and she's wearing the coat that she wears to work, her everyday coat. Takes away from the whole outfit.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Dress. Have a cape, have a shawl, get a nice, you know, like an opera coat, be it in satin, be it in silk. It's something different that you wouldn't wear to work.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away from the whole outfit. You've seen that before.
Oh,
yeah. She has a trench coat that she wore, that she wears every day, and she has a million-dollar dress on.
You heard me say ouch, because that's... And my leopard coat. Everywhere I go in the winter, that's my coat. So thanks for telling me that. It hurts, but I'm glad I'm hearing it.
Because even if it's a cashmere, like a cashmere kind of throw.
Because
if you're going out, you're just getting out of the car and going into the event.
Yes.
So it's really not about just like, oh, I'm going to freeze. It's all about that look, though.
Yes.
It's all about the look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because in the shop, you know, because I said the acronym is borrowed, old, refurbished, and new. I had started a few years back of renting. I went out to photographers, to stylists for photo shoots, and they pulled the clothes. And these are pieces that I know I can't get anymore, you can't find, so they're rented out. And with the fur coats, some of the fur coats are rented. I had a client that came in, and she did a lot of events. She said, I love this coat. Would you be willing to rent it for me for the night? And I said, absolutely. So it's a win-win for both. I get the coat back, I get a fee for it, and she looks outstanding for the night.
So let me ask you now, if I'm going to do a professional shoot. Mm-hmm. Can I rent clothes from you to do the shoot?
Absolutely.
Oh, let me jot that down because,
yes.
You know, I have a new book, which is different from the book coming out, the books coming out for my birthday, that
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need. I need shoot. One
mm-hmm.
of my friends said to me, you need some new pictures
mm-hmm.
on your website. So I'm going to have to talk to you and then talk to Alex.
Okay.
And to get my stuff going.
Okay. Absolutely.
Oh, I am loving it. I am loving it. And do you offer? No, you because there's another guy that does the makeup.
We do the makeup in there as well with the Macari because we the space in the front is Macari Cosmetics and they do makeup. So I'm fortunate enough to have on my team of people, you know, they come in, they can have facials done, just a small facial with a little bit, and to have makeup as well. So we do it from head to toe. Either we'll send you to Willie, get your
mm-hmm.
hair done, come back, get the makeup done, and then also, you know, you can get dressed.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great. You have to, and one thing, the fortunate thing that I'm so blessed and highly favored with is to have a team of people that I do know. I remember a client came in. She was going to an event. And she walked in and she said, Jonathan, my zipper broke on my dress. She had the dress on. She must have gotten out of her cab or car. I don't know how she got there. And she said, but I have a friend who's a designer and does alterations and she lives in Harlem. And I called her and said, we have a fashion emergency over here. She came by. She assessed what was going on. I put a different dress on the woman to wear while she's in the store, and she altered the dress, took it back home, and altered the dress for the woman.
Look
so,
at
yeah,
that.
It's a full
beautiful.
Service.
Full service.
But you know what? It's not that I'm listed at that, but I want to be that go-to person.
That's
be
right.
If I don't have it in the store, I will tell you where you can go
where,
and get it.
Where you can get it. And that's what it's all about. And what
yes.
I want the listeners to understand, and I'm sure they know, but I just want to affirm it in their minds. You don't get this kind of service at department store.
That's right.
They swipe your credit card, and they don't say thank you. They say sign here and shove the bag on you and you leave.
Yes.
This, when you go to Jonathan or Bridget, you are getting them. You're getting their merchandise, but you are getting a relationship with
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Not a one-time shopping, but something that you can go home, you can call them, you can go back again and again and again and again, whether you're going to buy something or not.
Yeah.
You know? But you mm-hmm. can go and you know that when you walk out of there, they are going to tell you what it is that you needed to know to make you a better person.
Absolutely.
Well,
I
know you're a busy gentleman, and we have 42 minutes remaining. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to summarize what you want to leave the listeners with. Tell them where to find you again. Tell them what the offer is. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. I love what you do. And I tell you, I have to step out from behind my boldness and step in front of it because 2013 is my year.
That's right. Thank you so much. And
yes.
happy holidays to you too and your family. I
yes.
just want to say the store is called J.B. Bourne, and that's at 52 in Harlem at 52 West 125th Street. That's between Lenox and Fifth Avenue. And as we had mentioned, don't be afraid to be your best self. You know, there's so many ordinary people that walk around. Let's be extraordinary and be a standout and be true to yourself and don't worry what other people say. You know, make sure for women, too, especially your undergarments are very important.
Mm.
A lot of women don't know their bra sizes. You'll be surprised. Mm. Undergarments are very, very important. With the gentlemen, tailored suits are very important. And it doesn't mean you can get like a mediocre suit, but you can get it tailored to you. As far as the women as well, have a tailor, a very good tailor. It's all about the fit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of with vintage or if you go to consignment stores to buy those things as well. Just have a great tailor. Get things that become, if you don't have the means, as a uniform, I usually say. Like if with a gentleman, you're going to have a charcoal blade suit, a black suit, but you switch it up with the ties. You switch it up with the shirt. You know, if you can make it look as if it's different every time you wear it. That goes with the woman with the accessories that you wear with that basic black dress, that blazer that you have to wear to work. You know, the handbags is very important. As I say, if there's anything that you could invest in, it's handbags and a nice shoe as well, a nice fitting, comfortable shoe. We don't have to go to the, you know, the high-end stores. They're always, consignment shops are a wonderful thing. Vintage shops are a wonderful thing. You know, go to online shopping with sales. You know, now they even have rent a bag. So if you just like going out for an evening or whatever, go on the internet and type in rent a bag. So a lot of women do that too as well with the designer handbags if you really want to make an impression. You know, there's been many times when I have gotten jobs, you know, especially when I was younger coming out of high school in my 20s. I was not even qualified. But I've gotten all the jobs that I went for because of what I was wearing. And I'm very sure of that. It's looks. The first impression is everything.
That's true. You know, I have a question, and I forgot when you spoke about bags. Mm-hmm. I forgot to ask it. Now, which is your recommended clutch? The one that fits in the palm of your hand, or they have them a little? That's why it is a clutch. But
yes.
there is a purse that it's not quite a big purse, and it's not quite a clutch. What do you call that? They have one long strap and a shorter strap that you can put it over your arm.
Those are little baguettes.
Baguettes. Okay.
Yes, when it's right under your arm, like right to your armpit, like right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are little baguettes.
I wouldn't
suggest that for plus-size women or larger women because, again, it'll get lost. It would be a longer clutch,
mm-hmm.
you know, longer and more substantial.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's just like saying with a tiny petite girl, when she has, like, the big bag or big clutch, it, like, overpowers her.
Okay.
You know, so it's,
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Well, I am so thankful that you took the time, Jonathan, to come on and to just invest in my listeners. And I know that they're going to have a very, very nice holiday, a stunning and classy one, based on the recommendations that you have just gave them. I want to thank you so much for the work that you do in just bringing some light, life and pizzazz in our everyday life so that when we step out, we can really strut our stuff, looking and feeling like $1 million.
That's right. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and you have a Merry Christmas. I'll be talking with you real soon.
Likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, that was such a great conversation with Mr. Jonathan Borick and also with Bridget Ortiz. These people are doing a phenomenal work in their clients, and I can't wait to see what they are going to be doing with me and to transform me. We have 36 minutes remaining. Feel welcome to call 646-915-8166. And I want to read for December 4th, Life Lessons in Future Encounters from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. I am overall grateful for life, meaning lessons in future encounters. both the obstacles and the rewards we experience evoke priceless emotions. They come from situations that can only be experienced once. For each and every day you wake up, be grateful. I am a young, successful professional author and entrepreneur who has overcome a traumatic past while remaining persistent, determined, and strong-willed. I look forward to touching individual lives and encouraging everyone to live life as if they were as if every moment was their last. My journey of healing was long, prosperous, healthy, and fulfilling. When I took that first step of acknowledging I was a survivor, I started focusing on the positive in order to excel. This was very challenging, but when I achieved the final evolution, the satisfaction and the blessed feeling was phenomenal. Take a brief moment to evaluate your life, and you too will join me in the gratitude for one's self. Colleen Peterson, thank you so much for that entry. And the entry for December the 5th is from Mark Rodoff. And the title of this entry is The Hat. They lived diagonally across us in sin. Everyone knew it. Mrs. D looked 80, maybe 70 on a good day. He had no name, just a white chair where he sat watering the lawn with a hose like a quill fussing burnt canvas. Under the chair's awning, an oval dog lapped at the quail's streams. Sometimes she'd bring him lemonade. It was the only way to tell they were together. "We are too old to sin," she once told me. That's when I learned they weren't married. Even Father Tim told us to be happy. Her oldest daughter wanted her committed and also wanted the house. After service, Mrs. D asked me over to translate the papers. Bonnet lined her hallway. One should never go to church without a hat. When the flashing red lights come for her, instead of her eldest greed, I couldn't look at the stillness pulled away, nor could I watch the empty white lawn chair after he was evicted. But I went with my daughter to the estate sale. And of all Miss D's belongings, she chose a hat. She knew how to remember without me telling her how. And for this, I am thankful. Powerful story, because in our everyday lives, there are so many lessons that we are being taught. And we just need to slow down and take a deep breath and to learn these lessons. Sometimes we will not learn the lessons right here and now. But so long we can put them in a toolbox, we can pull them out when the need arises and use them. You know, it's not for us to be judging people, but for us to learn the lessons from their lives. I want to go ahead and share with you the entry for December 6th. The best day of my life, again. This came from Cindy Wigson. A friend of mine is a beacon of gratitude. Lauren oozes gratitude, and it rubs off on those around her. What is her secret? Each morning, when she wakes up and before her feet hits the ground, she declares out loud, "This is the best day of my life again." She lives with an attitude of gratitude, and this has impacted every area of her life. She lives with an attitude of gratitude, and this has impacted every area of her life. Ultimately, she would tell you that gratitude is the only way to be fulfilled. When you are grateful, you cannot be depressed. When you are grateful, you cannot be fearful. She's met many people throughout the years who have hundreds of millions of dollars, and they still have felt poor or stressed or unhappy. And she's also met people who seemingly have no material things whatsoever and have suffered immensely, physical or emotional, who are truly happy. And the reason is because they focus on how their life is blessed. Remember, whatever you look for, you will find. So answer the question, what am I grateful for today? And I'm posing this question to those of you in the chat room and for those of you who are listening online. Why don't you call in and tell me what it is you are grateful for today? The number to call is 646-915-8166. Really think about and feel the answer every morning and then declare, "This is the best day of my life again." And why don't I start the ball rolling? I will begin to declare that this is the best day of my life again. Although I appreciate it and I always say, I am so excited to be alive today, I need to declare it with more energy. I am grateful for the life that I have. I am grateful for my friends. I am grateful for my family. Today, I am grateful that I can be on this broadcast with you, sharing with you. I am grateful for the resource that I have, that I can call and ask them to minister or to invest in my listeners on this show. I am so, so grateful that after 5 miscarriages, I have my amazingly handsome son, Javonte Vaughn Oliver Hudson. I am grateful for my faith that pulls me through each and every moment. Yes, I am even grateful for the struggles and challenges that keeps me on my knees frequently to pray through all the things that is happening in my life. I am so grateful for the people that come in my life, whether it be long-term or short-term. But for each and every one of you that comes into my life, you have taught me a lesson in a mighty, mighty way. I am so grateful for the people who helped me on the TV show for years to be able to produce these shows and to come into your homes. For those of you who have turned your dial to the A New Day show, for those of you who sign on online to this show, I am so, 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 so very, very grateful. I am grateful that we live in a world where we can practice whatever spiritual or religious beliefs that we have without being penalized for that. And these are just a few of the things that I'm grateful for. In addition, I'm grateful for that I have the understanding of knowing how important it is to be obedient when I am instructed to do something through the unction of the Holy Spirit. I am thankful for a life of prayer and meditation, and also a life that allows me to show gratitude. So those are just a few of the things that I am grateful for. How about you? Call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. As I wait on the phone to ring, I want to share some quotes that you can hold dear to your heart as you go out today or tomorrow. Unless you walk out into the unknown, the odds of making a profound difference in your life are pretty low. And that came from Tom Peters. In other words, we can't play it safe and create any legacies. No, no, no. We got to step out into the unknown sometimes. You are alive, and that is the only place you need to be at the start. That came from Carrie Rainey. Carrie Rainey. Yes, you are listening to the A New Day show, and I have a question out for you guys posed on. The question is, today, what are you thankful for? Life is a great big canvas, and you should throw all the paint on it if you can. So what that does, it allows us to not live a life of regret. We are all capable of much than we think we are. So don't hold back. Remember, every time you step out to do something, focus on the eagle. Because you can always soar on the wings of eagles. Remember, I always see myself as an eagle. I need to pull an idea from my soul or my body every day, one day at a time, one day at a time. There is so much that we can do. We don't need to look around to have help and support. Find that thing that you feel so passionate about and step out there and get it done. Imagination is the beginning of creation. We imagine what we desire. We will what we imagine. And at last, we create what we will. That is from George Bernard Shaw. Compared to what we might be, we are only halfway there. So, you know, a lot of times we are playing it safe and we don't want to do this, we don't want to do that because it might not work out. So what? You will learn a lesson. So just go out there and just do what it is you're called to do. I don't want life to imitate art. I want life to be art. That is powerful. That is powerful. Come on, guys, call me. Let me know today what it is that you are grateful for. At least once a day, allow yourself the freedom to think and dream for yourself. Yes, I love that because as adults, a lot of times we have challenges in taking quiet time. Listen, it's not a shame for you to take quiet time. Take the quiet time that is needed because what I have found out for myself, it is during those quiet moments that I get clarity on a lot of the things that I need to do. And scary as it might be, sometimes we just need to listen. Don't ask why, just listen. Be courageous. It's only one of the only place left uncrowded. Wow. That is powerful. Creative thinking may simply mean the realization that's there. No particular virtue is doing things the way you have always done them. We have 17 minutes remaining and we can still accept your calls. Call in, let me know today. What are you grateful for? You know, are leading up to the holiday season, the Christmas season. What are you grateful for? Insist on yourself. Never imitate. Never tell anyone that something can't be done. God may have waited centuries for someone ignorant enough of the impossible to do that very thing. Remember always that you not only have the right to be an individual, you have the obligation to be one. Remember in the show we're talking about authenticity and uniqueness when it comes to the clothes. All of us are crazy good in one way or another. There is more inside you than you dare think. These are some powerful quotes, and I see them fitting for this time of the year because The new year is coming, regardless of what you have done this year already. There is a new day. Today is a new day. Focus on what you can do now. Don't concentrate and worry about what you should have done the other 11 months. We must dare and dare again and go on daring. I am the master of my faith. I am the captain of my soul. Remember, the only person that can prevent you, it's who? You. And I know you love yourself too much to do that. There are many wonderful things that will never be done if you do not do them. Yep, if it's got to be, it's up to you. We all have the extraordinary coded within us, waiting to be released. Realize how good you really are. Have you? Have you realized how good you really are? Don't wait to be discovered. Decide to be the best. In the long run, the world is going to want and have the best. And that might as well be you. Yes, yes. An original is hard to find, but easy to recognize. March is the best. March to the beat of your own drummer. Yes, yes, yes. You have a creative contribution to make. Your life and mine will be better if you do. Remember, today's your day. Very important to remember, it is not what we do, but what also we do not do, for which we are accountable. So, believe it or not, we are accountable for the whole bit. Do we dare to ourselves? Do we dare be ourselves? That is the question that counts. You remember, you know, talking about, you heard when Jonathan shared about the young man that came in the store to shop, and he did not want the regular shopping bag with the animal prints and the leopard paper and all of that. You know? Society have us all entangled in their web, and we can't even be who we are. There is nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it is going to be a butterfly. We have to get people excited again about using their talents. That is so true, because people has become complacent and sit and they look around and wondering about what this person is doing and what that person is doing, instead of getting busy on their talents and their giftings. Listen, with the new year coming, we got to realize that to be in the game, we got to be our best selves. All right? Come give us a tassel of your quality. Nature never repeats herself. And the possibilities of one human soul will never be found in another. That is such a profound affirmation of our authenticity. So much that I'm going to read it again. Nature never repeats herself. And the possibilities of one human soul will never be found in another. Elizabeth Cady Stanton is the author of that quote. We all know our ideas can be crazy, but are they crazy enough? I can't believe God puts us on this earth to be ordinary. No, he did not. We got to adopt to be extraordinary. Don't wait for inspiration. Take action. Action generates inspiration. Imagination takes humility. Love and great encouragement. Carson McGullis. Be faithful in that which exists nowhere but in yourself. The greatest crime is not developing your potential. When you do what you do best, you are helping others. I dare, I dream of living. We need to make the world safe for the creativity and intuition that will make the world safe for us. Edgar Mitchell is the author of that. I'm just going to share a few more. I do not want to die until I have faithfully made the most of my talent and cultivated the seed that was placed in me, until the last small twig has grown. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. I'm going to share two more. Always be a work in progress. Always be a work in progress. I am delighted that even at my great age, ideas come to me, the pursuit of which would recognize another lifetime. Yes, and speaking of lifetime, on the 11th, on Tuesday, I celebrate my birthday. And I want to do something special on my birthday. I am again doing a virtual birthday party right here on the Blog Talk platform. I am also waiting to get the okay of my books, three books of an assortment of my favorite quotes that I've used, some that I have created, others that has been part of my life for many, many years. I have now compiled three books, one, two, three, four books with them. One is going to be a three-in-one, a four-in-one, that you can get all of the books as one volume. And then you can also pick up each of the books separately if you want to use them as gifts. And I'm waiting to hear from the publishers that it will be okay to have them for the holiday. If not, you can still order them, and I'll be able, if you, so long as you order them on my birthday, I will be autographing your copy and send it to you once the book is released. You can also order Conversation on Success. You can also order Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. So that's what I'm going to do on my birthday. I also want to direct you to go to www.DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. There's an amazing ebook there that you can download free of cost that is telling you how to have a healthy Christmas, a Christmas where you're not ripping your hair out and going into insanity. So that's our gift for you. I pray that you will support my two guests today, Jonathan Borick and Bridget Ortiz, so you can look fabulous over this Christmas season. And you won't have to go out in your drag. And go back and listen and share this segment with other people that you know so that they can use this to enhance their life and to just spark up their life for the Christmas season. So I see you on Tuesday at my birthday party. And again, I'll see you on Wednesday for the regular segment of the A New Day show. I hope that today's segment has added value to you and that you will send pictures of the new way that you had jazz up yourself for the holiday based on the advice that you got from my two top designers. Love you guys, and I show gratitude for you every day.
grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me, and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open.